A fulfilled life is possible listening within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A fulfilled life is possible listening within. We train ourselves to listen within. It's something that comes naturally, but we have trained ourselves not to do it, and so we must train ourselves to do it if we want to get the benefit from it. Think before you act. Think before you act. We've been told that so often. And yet, if we would train ourselves to listen within, to just listen to that divine self within us, we would find that we really know all things. We really are fulfilled in life. And it's not only possible, but it's our reality as we listen within. Now, how do you train yourself to listen within? Well, choose your first thought, choose your first idea, choose your first dream, your first goal, choose it. But hey, I can always come up with better ones. That's true. The world keeps improving and growing and expanding, and we keep coming up with better and better and better ideas and better and better and better goals. These things just seem quite natural to us. But are they natural to us? Or is it natural for us to be our first inspiration? Is it natural for us to be our first attitude toward life, our first thought toward life? Is it our real way of doing things to take our first thought and act upon it? We are told, and it has been proven by practice, that your first thought is your right thought. The first thought that comes into your mind is the right thought, the thought that's going to benefit you the greatest, that's going to be the most fulfilling, rewarding, outstanding thought that you could ever have. Many times we've seen this exercised, and you have seen it exercised, and I have seen it exercised by just the thought of our own inspiration. You have the children all gathered around you, and they say, "Daddy, tell us a story. Mommy, tell us a story. Tell us another story. Oh, it doesn't matter that I heard that story 5 times already. Tell that story, because each time you tell that story, you tell it different. You tell it from a new inspiration. You tell it from a new ideal about yourself. It's something special, something creative, something cool. Oh, it's so good." And you see, this is how we really, really are. When we let go and we let the inspiration in us, we let the listening within attitude within us shine forth, it shines forth most gloriously. I'm sure that the man who wrote Alice in Wonderland and the man who wrote the story about the Big Bang Theory and all these other stories did not think about it and say, "Let's see now, what shall I say? How shall I say this? How shall I talk about Alice in Wonderland and the crazy affairs that she gets involved in? How shall I explain the Big Bang Theory? How shall I define the Big Bang and how it works and how it functions?" And so the author just allowed his mind to flow forth with the ideas that they had. People who write books, and good books, are people who just sit down and write. Oh, they have thrown away the first few pages, probably, but they sit down and write. And they do not rewrite it. I like to think that we are all like Mozart. We all listen within, and we hear the ideal music. We hear the ideal musician, the ideal composer in us. And we reveal what that ideal composer is composing in us. And so, proof of that comes when Mozart would write down his music. He had no erasers. He had no taking away the markings of the notes that he put down, because he heard the note. He listened within, he heard that note, and he wrote it down perfectly. He was really well-tuned. You can be sure that Shakespeare, no matter what people try to say that he did or didn't do, that Shakespeare wrote down everything that came to him. When he had a thought about something in a foreign land, he wrote it down. When he had a thought about his own government, he wrote it down. When he had a thought about the people that he was writing about in his stories, he wrote it down. Now, he may never have had that experience himself before. He may never have been in those foreign places, and we are told he was not. He never had been in those foreign places. But he wrote it down because this is what his listening within told him. And the listening within told him some pretty interesting things. And they were found to be true as they were compared with the facts. Now, can we always listen within and then compare the facts later on to find out whether we were listening correctly or not? Yes, we can do that. That's not necessary, but we can do that. Because oftentimes when we try to compare it with the facts, we'll sort of wiggle the facts around so that they fit what we've said. And that really doesn't make that much difference. The only difference is a fulfilled life is possible by listening within. When I listen within me, I hear all of the wonderful ideas that come forth in my life. I hear the idea that I am wonderful, that I am fantastic, that I am good, and you are too. I hear all these things. And as I hear these things, I think to myself, wow, isn't that fantastic? Wow, how marvelous that is. Little children believe that their parents are God, and well chosen is that belief. And as these little children believe that, their parents can tell them anything. And their parents, because they're afraid they don't want to say something incorrect to their children, oftentimes say later, oftentimes say, I don't know. But they do know. If a parent would just say, well, let's just see what we can think up on that. Let's just see what we can dream up on that. How can we fulfill our life and realize our life? By listening within. Let's just listen within. Now, okay, kids, let's sit down now. And I'm going to say, all right, within me, and I'm talking to my within, because my within listens to me, and it says, yes, whatever you want, just ask me and I'll tell you. And so I listen within, and I say, okay, tell me the story of Alice in Wonderland. And my listening within self says to me, oh, I love this kind of stuff. That is truly illuminating imagination. Let's go. And off you go on the journey of Alice in Wonderland. Off you go on the journey to the Big Bang Theory. Off you go on the journey to the Einsteinian ideas or the scientists of all ilk and all attitudes. Off we go. And we have the joy of our heart because we're listening within. If you can train yourself, your family, your world, people you love, to listen within, you'll find that these people that you have trained to listen within have come into some pretty wonderful, pretty important ideas that reveal to them just what life is all about. And life is all about listening within. Life is all about the fulfillment of itself by listening within. By letting our imagination soar, letting our illumination roar, letting our inspiration cry out and say, yes, 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 I'm free. I'm open. I'm out now. And when we do this, all of our life is fulfilled in beautiful, fantastic ways. To train yourself to listen within and do so instantaneously at any point in time, at any attitude or any thought that you have or any idea that comes along, to train yourself to listen within, you have given yourself the greatest gift that you could ever give to yourself. And you've given it to yourself because that's who you are. And that is exactly who all are. Listen within today and find out how much fun it is to listen within and realize a fulfilled life is possible. Listening within, now and always. It's a fun thing, I tell you. Know that I love you as I listen within to the roar of the music, to the joy of the light of all that is.